नमस्कार। The question has been asked about if there will be fundamental changes in our society after this pandemic has passed. And the answer is, of course. This experience adds to our knowledge and adaptation. There are many changes that are about to occur in the world. This is a time of dramatic change. The climate is shifting fast, quickly, and the changes that surround that process are dramatic. The plague, which has impacted humanity, is a part of this changing process. It is one of a number of, one of several disasters that will occur, that are occurring. There are fires, there are hurricanes, there are floods, and there are other things as well. There is a demand on humanity at this time that there is a shift, an elevation of spiritual consciousness from self-centered ideologies and approaches that are focused upon one's personal acquisition or the acquisition for one's particular social group. These types of approaches breed greed and hoarding. And then hatred of those who threaten what one has. These types of difficulties in the society, the lack of care for the welfare of all beings, has brought about the current situation. If the depth of spirit has voice in the world, if true spirituality reigns, then compassion and care for all beings comes about. But when people turn away from that love, which is at the center of spiritual life, that compassion and kindness, then they forge paths of greed, suspicion, anger, and hatred of those who are dissimilar from them. These have led to lack of care for the earth and the living creatures upon it. That has led to the current difficulties. The world that was, that is very flawed by these problems. But the forces of nature are fighting back. Spiritual values, spiritual approach to other living beings, an approach which emphasizes the love at the core of the cosmos, the unity of all life. Those approaches will become more dominant. So after this pandemic has ceased to be a driving force in society, there will be changes. Technology has advanced to accommodate the situation. Those advances and the positive aspects of those advances will not go away. There will be less travel and pollution of travel and more work from home. Allowing more simplicity in people's lives. That change will not alter. And there will be other changes. As people have seen that certain aspects of this situation are better than what was before. And there will be changes that people will begin to realize. They cannot take their safety and this planet for granted. The impact of the pandemic cannot really be separated out from the impact of climate change because they are coming simultaneously. There is no way to make them separate. I have said that we have moved beyond the stage where we are fighting these changes that are occurring and not wanting to work on them but pretend they do not exist. That is shifting. In the chaos, in the change, people don't know what to think. They don't know what to turn to. They don't really understand who is in charge, what is going on. And so there is a tendency to come up with different approaches and to find groups of like-minded people who think the same ideas. When there is change and the shifts deconstruct what was, people become confused and they attempt to create their own understanding of what is. And so many theories, conspiracy theories and so on, some seeming very outrageous and outlandish, come into existence to explain the unexplainable, to explain that which has destroyed their everyday lives as they knew it. When fires rage in California, people's lives are not as they were. Everyone is inundated, the entire state, the entire West Coast, with smoke. So even if you are not in the fire, you are impacted. People's lives are different, and they're struggling to understand why And naturally, some people think there must be someone to blame. There must be something they can do. If they have someone to blame, then that force can be stopped, a force of nature of such magnitude is unstoppable, and that is frightening. So people begin to have theories of something done to them by some ill force, rather than face the truth of the unstoppable reactions of nature. But that is only a first stage. Then comes the next stage, where there is recognition that these different theories do not change the situation. And as more and more people awaken to recognize the difficulty and what must be done, change will occur, and change will occur faster. So it is impossible to separate out the impact of the pandemic from the impact of the climatic changes, the overpopulation, the water shortages, the pollutions of the oceans, the air. All of this goes together. And as the climate warms, it is more susceptible to viral forms that are not compatible with life as we know it. In addition, human beings have experimented in deadly plagues which they hold in containers. Is that safe? Humanity is in the middle of a very big change. Things will not be as they were, but it is not only this pandemic that is and will be the cause of those shifts. Humanity will change. A time will come when human beings, having learned a devastating lesson, will not leave a footprint upon this earth, though they will live with advanced technologies. Their technologies will be entirely clean, allowing them to live in harmony with all beings upon this earth. And the balance of the ecosystems of the planet will be carefully monitored. But there is a road between then and now, a road that living beings must travel on this planet, a road of change and upheaval. But it is a good road leading to a good end. Humanity will not destroy itself, nor will it destroy this planet. Pay no attention to these various theories of reality. People are trying to explain to themselves what is going on and how can I be empowered to do something about it. People have explanations of being victimized. People have explanations of others being at fault. Only they choose different groups of who is at fault. People of color, Jews, scientists. Those who don't believe in science. There is much blame. But in the end, all of these people bickering among themselves are part of one humanity that needs to find its way from one style of life which cannot be sustained upon this planet to a sustainable way of being. And that is the road forward for all humanity, regardless of what types of beliefs may be maintained as to whose fault is whom's and who is the culprit. The governments creating weapons of mass destruction and biological warfare weapons, the people in another country, the people of color, the people who are white, who is at fault? Things are changing, and all of this blaming will soon become irrelevant. So do not expect the past to come back after this pandemic. It will not. Life is in a change process. All right? Are there any further questions on this?
I was just curious with this whole QAnon cult. Is there one individual behind that, a group of people?
No, there is not one individual. It has caught on like a fire to many individuals. It has a certain romantic appeal. It was based, much of it, on this movie, V.
Oh.
And from that, the idea grew of Q.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear the question, so it's hard to...
The question is, where has this idea of Q come from, and is it from one individual? And I am saying, no, it is not from one individual. And it is not... it is not from one individual. It is not... not one movement. It stems from a basic concept like V to Q. And due to its romantic appeal, it has appealed to many people, but there are different versions of what it signifies. There has been no one leader of this movement.
Sorry, I did not know what you are talking about. What idea was it?
This is the movement of Q.
QAnon.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Q Anonymous.
Yes.
From where does the message of Q come? From those people who say they are in touch with Q. Who were the initial leaders? But it has spread and grown along with many other existing theories, such as the jet stream theory and the fire theory, and many different theories where the people feel there is some government cabal directing secretive missions to do secretive destructive forces against the people.
How to help those people who are in such a delusion? Some a very small group, number, kind of slowly realizing that, but still the movement is still very big.
Shining the light of day on it has helped. That it is recognized has helped. There are some who became more attracted, but most, it allowed them to see it more objectively, who are in extreme modes of thinking. But most of all, this is a symptom of a cause. The cause being the helplessness that people feel against the changes that are occurring in their own lives and in the world around them. There will be a uniting of understanding and ideas out of necessity. This will arise. So for now, these different forces are there, and they are playing out. Such ideas tend to arise in times of uncertainty and significant change. It is normal. People are trying to understand, as I have said, and they're trying to find a reason and make it make sense to them in some way that they can feel in control of. Even being a victim, at least you know who is the one to be against, and maybe you can do something. But when it's the earth itself moving and changing, when it's viruses, plagues, where is your power against such things? And when there is lack of dynamic leadership that people can trust, they are much more likely to move into such paranoia. But when they feel their leaders are listening to them and taking care of them, then you will see a decline in these types of things. Don't worry for it.
In the meantime, is it best to just ignore these ideas that people are putting forward, or combat it somehow?
How will you combat it? The way to combat it is to look at the cause and to address the cause. When people feel that they have economic safety, when they feel they have secure leaders they can trust, when they feel their leaders are addressing their problems, then they are less likely to resort to extreme theories and more likely to be content with the guidance of their leaders. But when the leaders are at war with each other and nothing productive is given that the people see there is any progress or change, then they have difficulty. When they see there is progress and change and their needs are being addressed and listened to, they will start listening to a leader who does that. In the meantime, don't worry so much about these groups, is my suggestion. Let what must play out, play out. The rise that is seen, that they will rise into a great group of great power, no. No. It is a fear reaction. People are trying to find some explanation, something to comfort themselves, someone to blame. There are racial issues in the United States. They will not just go away. They need to be addressed. But they have to be addressed for everyone. For there are many white people who suffer as well. And so they are afraid that because they have little, not as much as they feel they need, they are afraid that what they have will be taken by others. And they are jealous that black communities and so on get aid and assistance, and they do not, when they see the poverty and need in their own community. So that needs to be addressed, that all the needs of all the people are addressed. Then those people will start to trust the leaders who address their needs. That a strong leader who gives kindly to the people will unite the people. And as for the fear of the dramatic changes that are beyond scope to cope with, if there are strong leaders making strides against those, people will join that force. You will see. They will join that force to actually address the problems. There are changes that need to be happened, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. The same dynamics are playing out in different ways in different countries. There are changes that need to happen. But to worry about these extremist beliefs and groups, yes, they can cause some terrible problems of violence and so on, but their time is not long. Their explanations and comforts will not suffice as time goes on. Their day is not on the rise. But soon to set. All right?
Yes, thank you.